Have you ever thought of all the things that you can do?
The Urban League of Portland presents the 4th Annual African American Youth Leadership Conference, Investing in Your Future, featuring keynote speaker Reverend Dr. W.G. Hardy Jr., workshops, panel discussion, and more. The event takes place Saturday, January 21st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Portland Community College's Cascade Campus, Terrell Hall, located at 705 North Killingsworth in Portland. The event is open to all high school students. To RSVP, call 503-280-2600. KBOO is a proud co-sponsor of this event.
As the sunset drops, introducing the night sky, the dust melts on the union of life high. Brush deep off to the dude with the sly eye. The view armor wide open, but stone eyes.
Not have a day that would a dream that you had so long ago that lives in all of the hearts of people. Dream become a reality. I know we will, because our hearts tell us so.
Yes, happy birthday, Dr. Martin Luther King. I want to give some big props out to my man over at Jefferson High School. Mr. Ken Berry and his staff do a fantastic job. I'm just so proud to be able to know Ken. Ken's a personal friend of mine. Ken, you got it going on, man. Great job, great job. 21 years of commitment. Hey, you know, 21 years of anything is great. You know, we also got some commitments down here at KBOO. My man, Liam. Yeah, he's on one. He doesn't like to get on the radio. And my man, Ben, he said hello. They also do a fantastic job down here. You know, volunteers that come in and people like myself that still learning. We got these guys in the background that really supports us. And we can call them our security blanket. But Dr. Martin Luther King, we're going to continue to celebrate your accomplishments, your birthday. You have been a big, big influence to me. In our guide, we said we're going to get started at 7 with Dr. King's accomplishments. So we're going to get started at 7. So for another about 15, 20 minutes, we're just going to go ahead and play some easy listening jazz, some uplifting spiritual sounds. So stay tuned, sit back, relax, and we're going to start this set off with Mr. Philip Bailey in a song entitled Call to War. Check it out.
We're here at KBOO.
Just remember, God is with us in this evil the sword of the Spirit, let the captives be released. Just remember, God is with us. Don't be afraid. Put on the whole armor in this evil days. Everybody, come together. It's a call. There's a burning in my soul for the victory of the righteous and for justice to take hold. And even though we lose some battles, God wins the war.
As he does.
Cast down, but not forsaken.
Yes, it is now 6:41, and you are tuned to Jay's Place right here on 90.7 KBOO. And I have a special, special guest in the house tonight. You guys hear me talk about her all the time. And that's the lovely Mrs. Barbara Johnson. Say hello.
Hello out there.
Yes, we just had our 21st anniversary last week, and... 20, how much?
29.
My bad. 29, and still going strong. If you can pull that mic to your mouth, to in front of you there. Atta girl. Well, baby girl, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and dedicate this next song to you. Then we're going to get right into our 7 o'clock. We're going to get right into our Martin Luther King segment. But this is going out to you from your husband.
Father, I love you. And when was the last time that they heard you say, daughter or son, I love you? Once you say you cherish every day, can instantly be taken away. I know this can't be true, when you never took the time to simply tell them I love you. When was the last time that they heard you say, sister or brother, I love you? And when was the last time that they heard you say, best friend, I love you, the one for whom you'd give your very life, could be taken in the twinkling of an eye. Through your tears you'd ask, why did you go, knowing you didn't always show just how much you love.
19, I was supposed to say 21. It's all good. She's actually laughing in the background. Anyway, the number down here is 503-231-8187. And we will be doing a tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King coming up at 7 o'clock. But in the meanwhile, we're going to go ahead and play some relaxing, uplifting, spiritual sound. So let's check out the... Yeah, this next song, it's gonna go out to my parents. 60 years of marriage. That is awesome. So, Mom and Dad, this is out to you. You have kept our family together for many, many years. Keep the good work up.
It's a Saturday morning and I'm heading to the park. I'm gonna meet my family there so we can chill till it gets dark. I'm bringing the dominoes, my cousin's bringing the barbecue. And we won't let nobody mess up our fun. If they try, we know what to do. I got your back and you got mine. Together we stand side to side.
It's family.
Won't let nobody come between. That's the way it is and it's gonna be. Everybody's different, but we still get along. Cause we know how to love each other and prayer keeps us strong. A family that prays together will always stay together. So no matter what's going on, we'll be there for each other. I got your back and you got mine.
God bless my family tree. Blood runs thicker than water. When issues hit the fan, we call it no God the Father. We never slander one another. I always believe in the best for each other. I thank God for my mother, my sister, my little brothers. The love I got for my wife and my sons is unconditional. If you ever need my help, I got your back, and that's for sure.
I got your back, and you got mine.
Oh, I got your back.
We
family.
Together we stand side to side.
Let's do this together. And you know we family, right?
Let nobody come between.
Let's go handle this together. We family. Let's keep it together.
Is and it's gonna
let's keep it together. Let's keep it together. Let's keep it together. Let's keep it together. We family.
One love, people.
I love you.
One love.
We family.
One love, people.
That's my brother. That's my
one
brother.
Love.
That's my sister.
One love. One love, people.
One love.
One love.
We family. You know I can't have no beef with you. We family. Let's hug and make up. Stick together. We family.
That's right. That's what it's all about. Family. What's the expression? The family that stays together will... Let me say that again. A family that prays together will stay together. It is now 6:57. And you are tuned to Jay's Place. Right here on 90.7 KBOO. I'm going to send this next song out to Sister-in-Law. What's up, girl? Linda Jean. By way of Panama City, Florida. This is you, baby girl. Check this out.
Dr. Martin Luther King, to me, is a great individual. He fought for equality and rights, and a very noble and brave man. Appreciate what he did, and appreciate his demeanor for standing up to what was wrong and what he thought was right.
It is now 7:01, and we will be honoring Dr. Martin Luther King. It is an honor for me to be able to honor Dr. Martin Luther King, because he have done so much for me, the communities, the nation, the world. I'm Jay, and we're going to be here until 9 tonight, playing some easy listening jazz, some uplifting contemporary spiritual sounds, while we honor Dr. Martin Luther King.
I guess we all think realistically.
Yes, sir.
About that day when we will be victimized with what is life's final common denominator. That's something that we call death. We all think about it, and every now and then I think about my own death, and I think about my own funeral, and I don't think of it in a morbid sense. And every now and then I ask myself, what is it that I would want to say it? And I leave the word to you this morning. If any of you are around when I have to meet my day, I don't want a long funeral. And if you get somebody to deliver the eulogy, tell them not to talk too long. And every now and then I wonder what I want them to say. Tell them not to mention that I have a Nobel Peace Prize. That isn't important. Tell them not to mention that I have 300 or 400 other awards. That's not important. Tell them not to mention where I went to school. I'd like somebody to mention that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to give his life serving others. I'd like for somebody to say that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to love somebody. I want you to say that day that I tried to be right on the war question. I want you to be able to say that day that I did try to feed the hungry. I want you to be able to say that day that I did try in my life to clothe those who were naked. I want you to say on that day that I did try in my life to visit those who were in prison. I want you to say that I tried to love and serve humanity. Yes, if you want to say that I was a drum major, say that I was a drum major for justice. Say that I was a drum major for peace. I was a drum major for righteousness. And all of the other shallow things will not matter. I won't have any money to leave behind. I won't have the fine and luxurious things of life to leave behind. But I just want to leave a committed life behind. And that's all I want to say. If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word of song, if I can show somebody he's traveling wrong, then my living will not be in vain. If I can do my duty as a Christian ought, if I can bring salvation to a world once wrought, if I can spread the message as the Master taught, then my living will not be in vain.
Level. He has given us shelter from the storm and rain. Oh yeah, and all that he provided kept us good, good. Oh yeah, from the storm and the pain. Read us. Tension cease. Let our faith its decrease. Oh yeah. And Master, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. Open our eyes. Open our eyes.
Hello, my name is Vanessa Gaston, and I'm the president and CEO of the Urban League of Portland, Oregon. And I believe that Martin Luther King, it's so important for us to celebrate his birthday every year, but not just in the month of January. We need to be thinking about Martin Luther King's vision every day throughout the year, because he really was about giving us hope, but also fighting for equality for everyone. And he really was about fighting against injustice. And I think a lot of people, especially African Americans, really appreciate that, especially with today, with some of what's going on around our education, around employment, around with our social justice system. A lot of things that Martin Luther King fought for, believed in, and got a lot of people mobilized around, is in jeopardy today. And I think that people really need to take the time during this month to really sit back and evaluate, are we realizing Martin Luther King's vision of helping everybody, helping every person that's oppressed and disadvantaged and disenfranchised to really have the opportunity to realize their best, to be able to have a quality of life and have access to opportunities. And I believe that there are a lot of talented people that have the opportunity to make a difference, and they need to just become active and make a difference. And I think with our collective voices, we can again mobilize people to start moving back in the direction that Martin Luther King died for us. Thank you.
Yeah, this next song is going to go out to Russell and Carvalhas. Keep your head to the sky. Look, Kirk Franklin. This is my cut. Check it out.
Raising those babies by yourself. This one's for you. God's teacher.
I look in your eyes. I know your fight. I feel your trouble.
feel you.
Waiting in line, playing this time, life won't pass you by. In the news, another one dies. Tell me what do you do?
All this negativity.
Negativity pulling me down. I can't sleep down high. Wish I could make it go away. Wish I could find the right words to say. I'll follow you, please. Jesus, I need you.
Jesus, we need to hear a word from you. All my people, can you clap your hands? Let me hear you say,
yeah.
If you know that things have gotta change, say,
yeah.
That nothing grows without a little rain, say,
yeah.
That no matter what they tell you, God is waiting and he's listening on the back of it gets better,
yeah.
If you're blessed to have healthy kids, say,
yeah.
If you're blessed to have a place to live, say, stop chasing after everything you see, may not have everything you want, but you got everything you need. Now I want you to keep one hand on the steering wheel, lift one hand up and wave it and say, as I look out into
Hi,
the world.
I'm Nancy. I work at Grant High School. I've been here for 21 years, and I have seen the influence that Martin Luther King has had on the students that I have seen for the 21 years that I've been here. They have deep respect for the man. They have learned so much from his wisdom, and there's just not enough that I can say about the learnings that he has given the students that I work with.
Good day to all the listeners that are listening to this special broadcast honoring Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. My name is Wiley G. Barnett. I'm currently the interim station manager at KBOO radio station, and it's a real pleasure for me to have this opportunity that Mr. J.J. Johnson is providing us all in terms of saying a few words about what the memory and the legacy of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. meant to us. For me, I am just as in awe of the fantastic achievements that he did while he was alive. Most people remember his standing up for the rights, the civil rights of all, and particularly the rights and human dignity that African Americans and all ethnic minorities and actually all people deserve. While our thoughts often go to his famous speech at the time of the I Have a Dream speech, there were other speeches that he made and other books that he wrote that spoke to his willingness to stand firm, even in the face of threats over and over again against his life, to stand firm for truth. He stood up, even though it was not popular, he stood up against the Vietnam War, and he accused the use of federal funds for raging war against the Vietnamese people even though they had not attacked America. He stood up against that war just as he would stand up against the current war that we're in. He spoke the truth. He spoke it with courage, even in the face of all kinds of oppositions. As you know, at the time that he spoke against the Vietnam War, even many African-American people didn't understand his shifting of his focus from the war, I mean, from the civil rights movement per se, to the war, because he saw the large impact that the war had on all low-income people, all minority people, and he was not afraid to do this. But one of the interesting things about his life and about him as a person was, if you also recall, he was just an ordinary minister, just one person out of millions of people before he recognized the challenge that was brought to him to take a leadership position. And one of the things that that suggests is that in each and every one of us, in our own ways, have that same challenge to stand up. It doesn't take being a big elected official or even necessarily a leader in a society or a leader in a church, but that we all have the duty and the responsibility to care about each other so that we stand up when it becomes our turn to face the challenge to address truth, justice, dignity, and humanity.
Yes, that was our station manager, Brother Wally G. Burnett. He is also doing a fantastic job down here. I've been down here about 2 years now, and it's really an honor for me to be down here working with the volunteers, working with the staff. You know, you're always going to have problems wherever you go, but it's not the problems, how you handle your problems. And I think Wally does a great job down here handling the problems down here to where, you know, it never gets outside of KBOO. And Wally, if you're out there, you're doing a great job for us. Anyway, we have a request in the house. Okay. We have a request in the house, and get the right buttons here. Okay, I'm back. Again, it is now 7:25, and we will open the phone lines up, let's say another 15 minutes, 7:45, 20 minutes or so, 7:45. If you have any comments on Dr. Martin Luther King, or if you want to comment on the civil rights movement, give us a call, 503-231-8187. And if you can keep your calls within about, 30 seconds, 45 seconds, we appreciate it, because usually we get a lot of calls. So let's say 7:45, 503-231-8187.
Let's get down now.
Could be just more perfectly than to have a world party on the day.
Yeah, we're going to get back to that request from Sister Johnson. Sister Johnson, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Great, and you have a request. You want to send something out to someone?
Yes, I do.
And who is that?
I'd like to send a request out to the J-Man himself.
Right, I like that.
Thank you, Master.
Okay, oh.
Today is his birthday.
Oh, cut it out.
So for you listeners out there and the fans that he's developed, if you want to call in and give him a birthday shout-out, feel free. The phone lines are open.
Okay.
But this next song will go out to Jay. Thank you, Master. Happy birthday, Jay.
I appreciate that, kid.
Thank you for my food. Lord, I know but you kept me. You didn't have to hear my mourning. You didn't have to hear my groaning. Hey, hey, hey. But Lord, you blessed me. And Lord, I want to thank you. I just got to say much obliged to you, Master. 'Cause the walls of my room was not the walls of my grave. My bed was not my cooling board. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. My sheet was not my wine.
Not my wine and sheet.
And I want to say thank you.
Is deep down within all of us an instinct. It's a kind of drum major instinct, a desire to be out front, a desire to lead the parade, a desire to be first.
You know, God works in mysterious ways. And the fact that he would use an old blues singer like me to get a message across to the American people. On September 11, 2001, when the terrorists brought horror to our nation, I, like many of you, sat in front of my TV set as the president pleaded to the American people to join him in prayer. My mind reflected on the fact that just a few years ago, the government voted separation of church and state. They took prayer out of school, removed all religious icons from government buildings, and they even voted to remove the Ten Commandments from a courtroom in Alabama. God spoke to me in my spirit as he did John on the Isle of Patmos and said, "Come see. Look into the mirror of your mind and write these words. Not too long ago, somebody said there's no place in our school for prayer. If teachers would lead their children in prayer, they soon would no longer work there. They said they had to separate the church from the state. Not to offend any man, but it's sad to realize so many had to die to bring us together again. Now can't you hear everybody saying, come on and let's pray. Let's turn back to Jesus. Churches and state. Ooh. Not too long ago, kids loved their teachers and gave them the utmost respect. Not too long ago, we respected our preachers and patterned our lives from their text. Catch you.
On the rock, sister. I know that Pharaoh's army, they drown. Yes, they do. Oh, Lord, us in Mary.
It is now 7:46, and you are tuned to Jay's Place, right here on 90.7 KBOO. We had a great, great day, time over at Jefferson High School today, and I met some beautiful people, and I got a couple of those young ladies in the house right now, Tammy and Angela. How you doing?
Hello, Jay.
Hey, we're fine.
Speak up a little bit.
We're doing good, Jay. Thanks for having us.
Oh, no problem. It's an honor. It's an honor. Now, we was talking today that you were with, affiliation were you with?
Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated.
Okay, and what is that? I mean,
It is a public service, community service organization of college-educated women.
Okay.
And we do lots. We've been in the Portland area for over 60 years doing public service.
Okay. So public service, if you can get a little bit more in detail, what are some of the things that you guys have done or some of the things that you are trying to do?
Well, our most recent activity that we had was our Hurricane Katrina clothing drive.
Okay.
And we had over 250 boxes. We had so much stuff that we had to have a semi to bring it down directly to Baton Rouge.
Is that right?
So that's our... we do several things, but as far as the committee that we co-chair, the Hurricane Katrina benefit that committee, that's one thing that we've done. We also adopted a family in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, triplets and a single mom. They live in the temporary housing that's been supplied for them, and we gave them all kinds of toys and gift cards, and we also adopted a whole kindergarten class and sent them gifts as well.
What can the community do to support your organization?
Well, because we do a lot of things with education, finances, economic development, and so on. With Hurricane Katrina, we see there's an economic need for the families that relocated to Portland. So we have
We need sponsorship to help us continue to support their housing needs.
Okay.
We also want to promote that education within our community is like our backbone. It's our foundation.
Yes.
And so that is those are the things our sorority stand on, education and helping people that are less fortunate. So sponsorship would be a big help in making this project, the third project, be successful for those families that are in Portland.
Okay. If someone wants to contact your sorority, is there a number where they can contact you or a website?
Oh, sure. They can contact us via telephone, 503-680-9398, or they can email us at dst_portlandchapter@yahoo.com.
Okay. Again, what are some of the other things that you guys got coming up this summer or within the next month or so, or are we ahead of ourselves?
Oh, no. We have the Women of Excellence Program, which is the time of the year that we choose to hand out over $7,000 worth of scholarships to local seniors that have achieved highly in their academic year.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have coming up the Hurricane Katrina Step Show benefit. And that's probably one of the reasons why we're here to promote that show. This is the main thing that we're using to raise those funds.
Okay, and where, when? And
the location is going to be announced later, but the date has been set for April 29th.
Okay. Well, what I need you to do, I need you to get back with me on that date and time so we can get to our audience, to the listening audience, so they can support this event.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, it was a pleasure talking to you today at Jefferson High School. I can see the excitement in your eyes that you are really committed to your commitment.
Oh, yes.
And I respect that. So, again, if you can give our listening audience a number where they can contact with you.
Yes, I will give that number again. That's Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. And the point of contact phone number is 503-680-9398. And the email?
Yes, ma'am.
The email is dst_portlandchapter@yahoo.com.
Okay, now be sure to get back with me to let me know on those other times where we can get that out to the audience.
And we will. Thank you for having us.
Okay. And we have Dominique in the house.
Yes, sir.
Dominique, what's up, little girl?
It's good.
It's all good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like that. Dominique, she was also at the Martin Luther King event today at Jefferson High School. And I said, do you want to be on radio? She said, yeah. So, girl, you are on radio. How did you enjoy the event today? Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, we celebrated Dr. Martin Luther King's his accomplishments at his birthday. How do you feel about Dr. Martin Luther King?
He was brave.
I like that. Very brave man. Okay. Are they teaching you anything about Dr. King in school?
We read a book about him.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, Dominique, you are a beautiful young lady. And you remind your mom to make sure she get those dates back to Jay's place. So we can get those dates out, okay?
Okay.
Okay. You have a good day.
You too.
Listen. The Bible says in Proverbs 24:18, a just man, falleth seven times, but rises back up again. Now, what makes him just? We in the church would call him wicked. If he falls seven times, one time we can understand, twice maybe, but seven times. Well, what makes him just from the Bible standpoint is that he has enough sense to realize that he can get back up. And not only just get back up, but get back in line. No matter where you've fallen from, no matter what you've done, no matter how many times you've done it, it's not too late. He is so much in love with you that his mercy endures. His mercy is everlasting. It's not too late. No matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, God is still faithful and he's still just, even when we're unfaithful and when we're not just. He's so faithful and just to forgive you of every single solitary sin. No matter how many promises you've made and broken, no matter how many times you've done it over and over again, I'm a living witness. He will forgive you like he forgave me. He's just waiting on you to confess. Just say, Lord, have mercy on me. Forgive me. I'm not going to make you any more promises. You know my heart. I want to do right. Show me how. Take me back. Put me back in line. I love you. Teach me how to walk right. Break every habit. Loose me from every addiction. Come into my life and my heart and live in me and through me. I give you my life for the rest of my life. And just that quickly, you're forgiven. Just that quickly, you're healed. He's your God and you're his child. No, no condemnation. No condemnation. Don't remember the past sins because he's forgotten. Isaiah 43:25 says, I, even I am he that blots out your transgressions. And for mine own sake, I will not remember your sins. If he's forgotten them, then you forgive and forget too. You're healed, you're saved, you're whole. In Jesus. Come on, Pastor Wiles.
I fell down, but I got up. I fell down, but I got up. I fell down, but I got up. Cause I found out that a saint is just a sinner who fell down. But it didn't stay there. And everyone lift those hands. The word is so clear. It simply states that if we would confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and would believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved.
Hello, my name is LeVan Johnson, Sr. I just want to say a word concerning Dr. Martin Luther King. Dr. King was one of the great, among the greatest men that I ever knew or I ever talked to. And he was a family man, and he was for equality for everybody, not only the black man, but there's no way the black man could rise up without bringing everybody else with him. But white people didn't seem to realize that the black people couldn't rise up without them rising with them. But I think that speech that Dr. King made, I Have a Dream, was one of the greatest speeches that ever been made by a man. Every time you hear it, it sounds just like the first time that you ever heard it. Dr. King, my hat's off to you and your family. Thanks, Dr. King, for stopping by.
You are now tuned to Jay's Place right here on 90.7 KBOO. And this next song is a very, very powerful song. It's about the Father. And to me, that's the key to these problems, the problem that's within our communities, within our world, because the Father, he is the head coach of the house. And if the head coach goes, you have problems, but the song is out to the dads who may have made a mistake, which is all good. We're all going to make mistakes. But like my wife always say, All you gotta do is say, I'm sorry. Check this song out. Listen to the words.
And I see people laughing as the children sat confused. And I saw a mother pleading with her son to turn away from the lifestyle he had chosen, full of violence and hate. There's a conversation heated, my mind began to race. Somebody's missing, something's badly out of place. Where are the fathers, the responsible ones? Where are the fathers? Have they helped to raise their sons? Look at the daughters. Do you see the violation? Do you need more demonstration? Are you really even bothered? Tell me where are the fathers? Well, then I went downstairs to visit with a friend of many years. And in just a few short seconds, he exploded into tears. Slowly he unraveled, a lifetime packed with pain. I asked him for specifics, he attempted to explain. He said his wife and children claim he's out of control. And he didn't have to say a word. His troubled face just said, where are the fathers, the responsible ones? Where are the fathers? Have they helped to raise their sons? Look at the time. Do you see the violation? Do you need more demonstration? No. Are you really even bothered? Tell me where are the fathers? Somebody tell me, I wanna know, I gotta. Now I'm standing in your presence, your compassion is so strong. And I wonder how I've managed without you for so long. All I've ever needed is right here in your arms. Oh Daddy, I'm so grateful. Hear my heart inside this song. You are my father, a responsible one. You are my father, and I'm so proud to be your son. Now that I have a daughter, every day is a celebration. She's free of violation, all because you took the time. Because you gave your life to bother. I'm so glad proclaim you're my Father. Thank you, Lord, Father.
What a powerful, powerful song. I think that's going to be the key. Sometimes you might strike a nerve there when you talk about things of that nature, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do, you know, and we got to go back in time. And like I said, that dad is the head coach of the family. And we have to just, us dads, we have to do what we got to do. All right? All right. This next song is going to go out to my man, Eddie Jones. He's on the computer listening to us up in Anacortes, Washington. My main man, Eddie Jones, is in the house. Song entitled, Do You Know Him?
And he rose again to give me another chance. Turn water into wine, reach from sea to sea. Save three brothers from the fire and deliver me. Tell me, who is this man that makes the wind and the waves obey his command? Some say
Elijah,
then some say
Prophet,
some say teacher. Tell me, do you know? Into time, into seal on my behalf, and redeemed lost man. He spoke and it was. He created us by the power of his voice. He'll speak peace to your life.
Don't you know? My name is Barbara Johnson. I live in Gresham, Oregon. I'd like to express a few words regarding Dr. King. To me, Dr. King was a giant among men. Dr. King believed that all men should be created equally. He believed that all men and women, regardless of race, creed, or color, should be treated with the same rights and respect as any others. Dr. King lived what he preached. He fought, he gave his life for the struggle of civil rights so that all people might be treated equally, so that all people might have equal opportunities, so that people would not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. And as we think about our world today, with all of the terrorist activity, I can't help but think that Dr. King's heart would be grieved by all the violence that is happening in our world today. Unfortunately, despite all that Dr. King worked and struggled and gave his life for, we still live in a world with men whose hearts are full of hate, with men whose hearts are full of injustice and things that are not in keeping with loving one another as we would have, as we would care to be loved. And I would just like to say that if we would just practice doing unto others as we would have them do unto us, that our world would be a much better place.
You are now tuned to Jay's Place right here on 90.7 KBOO, and it is now 8:17, and we are doing a tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King for all of his accomplishments, for his sacrifice. I can go on and on and on, but he was a remarkable man, and he must be for the last... I don't think in this country a man has been honored the way he has. And that's saying something right there. Well, anyway, we were with Jefferson High School today. Had the 21st celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King. And we had our own Rita there. Rita, how you doing?
Hi, JJ, and happy birthday.
Well, I appreciate that, kid. And Rita, she is... She does it all down here. She's an engineer. She helps me out. She goes out and gets interviews. How did it go today over there, Rita?
You know, JJ, it was awesome. Mm-hmm. It was very awesome and powerful. It was, you know, the true sense of community that KBOO strives so hard to serve. The whole community was there, adults, youth, children, all in the celebration of Martin Luther King's life and his efforts. It was just beautiful and very powerful.
Yes, it was. Just the feeling. You know, when I was just going through the building, you know, I just felt loved. I just felt the energy of the community. You know, everybody was had the smiling and touching each other, you know, and I felt that.
Yeah, that was great. It was community in the full sense of the word. And, you know, we had a very remarkable woman there, Eddie Fay from Oklahoma, mm-hmm. and the speakers, not only her, but the speakers, the singers, the ministers. It was awesome.
Again, we want to thank Ken Berry for the fantastic job. Ken Berry and his crew. Mm-hmm. You guys do an excellent, excellent job, you know, and KBOO have been supporting that. KBOO have been bringing that to you live on air for the last 15 years or so, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. So Ken, look, you guys doing a great job out there. You definitely got KBOO support. But you do, like I say, I can't say enough things about you there, brother. You're doing a great job for the community. 21 years of commitment to celebrating Dr. King's accomplishments. Yeah, that's right on, man.
Very much so.
Yes, sir.
And I think I want to thank everyone who helped make KBOO's broadcast so successful. Yes. And I hope that the community out there, that it was clear and a respectable broadcast.
I think it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm Shahid Hamid, programmer here at KBOO 90.7 FM. From a Muslim perspective, or an Islamic perspective, I should say, Dr. Martin Luther King did a wonderful work. He dedicated his life to something very, very important to Muslims and Islam in general, and that's justice. He said he wanted to be remembered as a drum major for justice. And I think he has accomplished that goal. He brought his faith outside of the church into society, much like Malcolm X, another who brought his faith outside of the mosque and brought it into society. And justice is so important, and Dr. King epitomized, his life epitomized his work for justice. In Islam, we say, do justice, even if it be against yourself. And I think that, again, Dr. King just exemplified that with his firm stand against war, with his firm stand against hunger and poverty, with his firm stand for racial justice and equality and economic justice. So Dr. King had made a tremendous, tremendous, I think, impression on Muslims worldwide, and he will ever be remembered for his work and his commitment to justice and freedom for all people. Thank you.
Let us rise up tonight with a greater readiness. Let us stand with a greater determination. And let us move on in these powerful days, these days of challenge, to make America what it ought to be. We have an opportunity to make America a better nation. And I want to thank God once more for allowing me to be here with you. I left Atlanta this morning, and as we got started on the plane, there were six of us. The pilot said over the public address system, "We are sorry for the delay. But we have Dr. Martin Luther King on the plane. And to be sure that all of the bags were checked. And to be sure that nothing would be wrong on the plane, we had to check out everything carefully. And we've had the plane protected and guarded all night. And then I got into Memphis. And some began to say the threats, or talk about the threats that were out. Or what would happen to me from some of our sick white brothers. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Amazing grace, how sweet, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Now I'm found. Said I was blind. Oh, yeah, yeah. Whoa, but now I see.
Cause a
same cut of blood. It's running through my veins. It's the color that sustains another one. I know that you might have had a hard time. Yeah.
And maybe you thought of giving in.
But don't ever give in. Cause no matter where you stand, it's not too much to link my hand. Yeah, my neighbor. Yeah, my brother. Yes. You're my friend. You're my friend.
My friend.
You're my friend.
My friend. Yes, you are.
Well, I know. That you might get a little lonely sometime, yeah.
You know I've been down that road before.
Oh, yes I have. And when my so-called friends were taking each other in, I couldn't even make it through the door. So why don't you come on in, take a load out your mind.
And I dare you,
yeah,
to wear the shoes.
All right. I know, no. No matter where you stand, it's not too much to lean my hand. Cause you're my neighbor. You're my brother.
Shut up.
You're my friend.
My friend.
You're my friend.
My friend. Yes, you are.
Let me tell you what I'm trying to do, y'all.
I'm throwing out.
I'm throwing out. Time, and I'll be by your side.
Da, 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 da,
wow. Oh, hold on a minute. Make sure you don't forget.
I'll be there when you call me. Just say.
I'll be there when you call me. No matter where you stand, it's not too much to lend my hand. You're my neighbor. You're my brother.
Oh, yes, you're my friend.
I'm throwing out the lifeline, trying to spread some sunshine. You're my friend. You're my friend. Why don't you call me sister?
My friend.
Call me brother.
Brother, all you do is call and I will be there in a my friend.
You're my friend.
You'll never find a better.
Come on in. Take a load out your mind.
Friend. You'll never find a better friend.
You'll never find. Find a better friend.
cities willing to die for, yeah. Heaven is where I wanna be.
Three men in my life that influenced me and who I am, and they were Jesus and my father and Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. One of the reasons why he was my hero is because his theme, his overall essence was the spirit of love. And we do know that God is love, and that's really what it's all about. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. So he was the essence of what we all should be, and he was my idol and my hero.
Speak, Lord,
speak to me,
and hear
Yeah, the soundtrack from The Color Purple. God is trying to tell you something. What a powerful, powerful song.
You today, my friend. And so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day down in Alabama with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification. Yeah. One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. Yeah. And every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is a faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. And this will be the day. This will be the day when all of God's children be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, tears of thee." Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
It is 8:46, and you have been tuned to Jay's Place, right here on 90.7 KBOO. I'll be here until 9. I really enjoyed tonight. I really enjoyed being able to be in a position to bring Dr. Martin Luther King some of his accomplishments out in the open. He was a remarkable man. We can go on and on and on, but I remember him saying something to the effect, you know, it's not about the degrees, it's not about the this and this and this, it's about love. And that's what it's all about. So if we can practice that over the weekends, if we can practice that in our lives, but most importantly, if we can instill that in our kids' minds, that is so powerful. For a person to put something negative in their child's mind, that's I can't fathom that. So if we just practice what we preach, and I hope that I brought something to Dr. King's day, to where hopefully you just got a little something, and that'll be more than enough for me. I just want to thank my man Kevin Berry for letting me do his show. I really appreciate that, Kevin. He's That's Ken's Barry's brother, little brother. Well, Ken, if you're listening, Kevin, if you listen, man, I really appreciate you for giving me this time. You know, it's an honor for me to be on your show and give me the opportunity to do what I did today. I really appreciate that, brother. Like I say, it's 8:47, and you've been tuned to Jay's Place. And I want to thank my lovely wife of 29 years for helping me with the show, and my good friend Rita for always being here at Jay's Place, supporting Jay's Place, supporting K-Boo, supporting her community. Because that's what it's all about. Family, community, and it goes on and on from there. But again, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to, like I say, do my thing today, okay? I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you. You got a friend in Jesus. There's hope for the world, and it's Jesus. Jesus. Hey. So much love and joy he'll bring. He'll never change. Just call his name Jesus. Jesus. Shall I say? Lift up your voices. Yeah, that was Howard Hewitt, Jesus. This next song is going to go out to, who knows, Dr. King's sons. They might be listening on the internet. Very, very powerful song. Sometimes I lose it when I hear this song, but this is going out to Dr. King's sons by Luther Vandross. So if you will, just listen to the words of this song, okay?
A child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Ooh, ooh. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah. finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. 'Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her even more than me. Dance with my father again. Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever dream.
Yes, it is now 8:59, and I really appreciate the kind calls. I appreciate that you were here with me to help celebrate Dr. King's accomplishments. Stay tuned for Jewel in the Celtic Hour. Does a great, great job down here. Again, thank you very much, and I'd like to say happy birthday, Dr. Martin Luther King.